Shalom Aleichem, and B'yah 15613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Membei, Shavuos 42a, pagination is 83. We'll start on the sixth line, the second word on the line, Hahu. Very often, when we deal with very simple, basic cases, everything seems to be very clear. But what ends up happening is that there are claims and counterclaims in the real world, and that creates tremendous gray area. Our case is the case of a loan. A person lent money. He comes over to the person for repayment, and he would have to repay. You borrowed money, you have to repay. That's fairly clear cut. Let's say the person denies the loan. So the lender would want to bring witnesses about the loan. And if the person still denies the loan, we have a principle, Kala Omer Lo Lovisi, Ka Omer Lo Parati. If you claim you never borrowed, well, I guess that means you never repaid. People don't repay loans they didn't do. And we have proof you did do the loan, so repay. Or he might bring a shtar, a document. And typically, the document would be handed over to the borrower when he repays, or he would be given a receipt. Whatever the case may be, there would be verification back and forth. There are, though, cases where a person puts in a claim that seems to come in from left field. And such situations are what I'm describing as claims and counterclaims, and it could get confusing. Hahuda amale lechavrei. A person tells his fellow, Havli me'azuzi demasikna bach, give me back the 100 coins that I'm entitled from you. I lent you money. Give them back to me. Veheishtara, and here's the document. So it's a documented loan. Amale peratich. He says, I paid you up already. Amale. So the lender says, it's true you paid me back, but hani sitra ininhu. That was for a different loan. So he has a document. The document should be sufficient to extract payment. The person claims he paid back. And the lender says, I acknowledge receipt of that money, but that was for a different chov, a different obligation, and I'm still claiming the money represented by the document that's in my hand. Amar Rav Nachman, Isra Shtara. Rav Nachman says, the document has already been weakened. Rav Papa Omar, Lo Isra Shtara. Rav Papa says, the document is not weakened, and it remains in place. You'll skip down about 7-8 lines, middle of the line, Mayhave Allah, how do we paskin? And again, the Gemara has a presentation of debate. Rav Papi Amar Lo Isra Shtara, Rav Papi says, the document is not weakened. Rav Sheshes Bereidu Ravidi Amar Isra Shtara. And a second opinion says, the document has been weakened. V'hilchasa, and the rule is, Isra Shtara, the document is considered weakened. V'hani mili depari ba'at be'sadi, the Gemara continues, but that's only if he paid back in front of witnesses. But if he would pay back privately, migud yachal emer lo'ayu devar me'olam, since the lender could have said, you never paid me back, he can say it was different money. The concept of migu is, if I was lying, I would lie a better lie. So believe me, I'm telling you the truth, that it was different money, and the shtar still has to be repaid. Let's move on to the next line, and we'll see again a case where everything seems fine until there's claims and counterclaims. A person says to his friend, Mehemnesli, I believe you, kol emas de amrit li lo parana. Anytime you tell me that I didn't pay up, I trust you that I didn't pay up. And those were the terms on the loan. Ozopare be'apesadi. He paid up in front of witnesses, and apparently now the person is claiming that it was never paid up. And his claim, of course, is, you told me whatever I say rules. You said you'd believe me, and I'm saying you didn't pay up. Abayev Rava damitavayo hohemne. Abaye and Rava say, those were the terms. You're going to believe him. I guess these witnesses are, I don't know what, but they can't be reckoned into our discussion as a factor, because you said you'd believe the lender no matter what. Maskefla Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, one second. Nihidem netvei minafshei. I understand that he's trusting him more than his own word. That's what he meant when he said at the time of the loan, I will trust you if you are saying differently than I say. Tefei misadi mihemne. Is a person accepting upon himself more than witnesses? That he's not doing, and witnesses would indeed be considered verification, even if at the time of the loan, the wording was, I'll trust you no matter what, but that's against his own word. That's not against the word of the Edom. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.